Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get started, I'd like to thank our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these stories. So please check out their website, onpay.com, and support them and their work so we can continue doing our work. On today's Atlanta Business Radio, I got with me Jim Adamczyk, and he is with Fairwinds Credit Union. Welcome, Jim.
Hey, Lee. Good morning. How are you?
I am doing great. Before we get too far into things, tell us about Fairwinds Credit Union. How are you serving folks?
Sure. Well, Fairwinds is a nationwide financial institution that can serve our members across the country. And we have a mission of, you know, working to help our members achieve financial freedom and really helping them get out of debt as soon as possible. And that's been our mission for a long time. And we've been around for 70 plus years trying to live that mission as well.
Now, for those who aren't familiar, tell me the difference between a credit union and a bank and other kind of financial institutions a consumer might kind of either use as a vendor or as a client or a member, however you frame it.
Sure. Well, I think the biggest difference between a bank and a credit union is that a bank is owned by shareholders who don't necessarily have to be customers of the bank. A credit union is a cooperative. It's a not-for-profit financial institution that's owned by its membership. And credit unions, I think, have a distinct advantage because they make decisions that are long-term in nature and not necessarily for shareholders for a next quarterly profit.
So what's an example of a decision that a credit union might make for the long-term health rather than a, you know, next quarter earnings call?
Well, I think in this day and age, even thinking about how a lot of companies have had to try to find a way to put their businesses online, you know, that might be a decision that costs a lot of money up front, an investment in technology, people, talent, tools, where a credit union might be able to make that and take less of a profit or less of income to later years to serve the membership.
Now, how did you get involved with Fairwinds?
So when I was in my master's studies, I had to have an internship, and I started as an intern in the Fairwinds mortgage department, and that was 17 years ago. And since then, I've progressed throughout the organization and now head up all of the lending initiatives as well as member experience initiatives. And the member experience initiatives are, it's led by a team of credit union leaders that are working to improve members' financial well-being and really getting them on the journey to financial freedom. That's our sole focus right now.
And then what are some ways you do that?
Sure. So when members join the credit union, we educate them on what we call the journey to financial freedom. And that journey to financial freedom is made up of several milestones. And those milestones all start with basic footsteps. Like, for example, the first milestone that we have is saving $1,000. Today, 60% of America doesn't have $1,000 in their savings account. And so we created an account called Emergency Savings. And that's what we named it. And we wanted it to be a separate account that's harder to access. But we will encourage our members to start with that first $1,000 and then work their way through milestones throughout the journey, like paying down debt, paying off your car loan, all the way up to living generously and donating your time, your talent, or your treasure.
Now, is your customer or member, is it a member or is it better kind of?
It's a member.
It's a member, right? So is your member somebody who's an individual, like They got a job somewhere, maybe they're self-employed, or are they more of a business person who is you're their business bank?
That's a great question, Lee. And really it's both. So we have a large portion of consumer members or retail members. And then we also have another group of, just like a normal commercial bank would, of small business and commercial clients that we call our small business or commercial members as well. So you can be a member either individually or as a business.
So if you're, can I go there? Like, am I going there just to put money, or is it, can I get my mortgage there? Can I get a credit card? Like, what are some of the services that are offered?
So anything that you can do at a large bank that you might think of, like a Bank of America or Chase, you can do at Fairwinds, whether it's a mortgage, a car loan, a credit card, retirement planning, wealth management. All those different services are available to our members, the same as they would be at any large financial institution.
Now, what about like a business loan, or like, you know, how the government was having those loans for business people and they were kind of tricky to get in some institutions? Is that something that Fairwinds could have helped me with?
Oh, yeah. The infamous paycheck protection loans. Yes, those were quite some exciting times. Yes. Yeah, so we have commercial loans out to commercial clients as well as small business clients as well, members. And when the Paycheck Protection Program came about, we were one of the first institutions to be ready to go, because we are an SBA shop as well, to be able to offer the paycheck loans to our business members as soon as it was ready. So we did that right away.
So now a small business, how do you define small business? Because I know the government defines small business so they could have $50 million and in some categories they're a small business. How does Fairwinds define a small business?
Well, it can, no matter what financial institution you talk to, it's different. Some define it by revenue, some define it by employee size. We generally look at small businesses up to $1 million to $5 million in revenue. And then beyond that, we start to look at, you know, medium-sized business and then commercial business as it scales larger.
And then, so say a small business person has a traditional, maybe one of those, I call them stadium banks, you know, their names on stadiums. So
yes.
What would be kind of a different experience if they said, you know what, I'm tired of just being not knowing who my person is and it changing every 3 weeks? How would the experience be different if I kind of went with Fairwinds?
Well, for all our members, we try to take a unique, a personalized interest in their journey, whether it's a consumer member or a small business member. And each one of our small businesses have access to any of our business personnel, whether that's treasury needs for online services, or if it's even we have small business bankers that can help for questions they might have on small business loans they need, or even larger commercial clients that might be investing in retail stores, or they might be investing in different types of larger transactions. We can help all the way across there. So I like to call it a more hands-on approach. And we tell our members what we think is the best advice. Whether or not they like to hear the advice, we try to tell them what will happen. For example, maybe your loan could be approved under normal circumstances, but we try to advise you that, hey, this is not the right structure for you, and here's why. And so we're very upfront. We're very honest with our members. Even if that means we might not get the loan, we'll tell them what's in their best interest. And so I think that's probably the primary difference between, Fairwinds and maybe looking at one of the bigger box banks.
Because that's something, as a small business owner, I hear constantly that you should have a team of trusted advisors around you, and one person on that team should be a banker or somebody with that kind of finance background, kind of watching your back and giving you advice. But in reality, if you're in one of these kind of mega banks, it's hard to trust a person that's not going to be there and is not kind of really truly understands my kind of what my business is and has been with me for any length of time. It sounds like Fairwinds is more kind of invested in me and is kind of watching my back.
Absolutely. And I think that's a really good point. But I think one of the bigger distinctions too there is, what's the purpose of the company? And to me, that helps define if I was a small business, where I'd want to invest, you know, having my business with. Where am I going to invest time? What's their mission? What's their goal? And does that align with what I'm trying to accomplish or what my business is trying to accomplish?
And let's talk a little bit about your move into the Atlanta market. What prompted this? I know you're based in Florida, but what prompted the move north to Georgia and into Atlanta?
Sure. Good question. So we've been investing in our digital capabilities for quite some time. And since we're a member-owned organization, we always try to put our members' money into the best investments possible. And we thought that our message of financial freedom was so powerful that it couldn't be geographically defined. We didn't want geography to define where our message could go. And so we embarked in a mission to make geography no longer a limiter. So whether you're in Atlanta or you're in Houston or you're in, you know, LA, it didn't really matter. Everyone today, their finances are transient. They go with them wherever they are. And so should your bank. And so we embarked in that. And in this year, we've really invested heavily to bring our message of financial freedom across the country and help members start to get on the path to financial freedom. And at Fairwinds, we've defined financial freedom into four stages. We call it save more, eliminate debt, build wealth, and live generously. And so it doesn't really matter where your business is, whether you're just starting out or your member just starting out, got graduated college, or you're trying to get back on your feet, or you've progressed all the way through your career and you're in the stage of living generously and donating money and your time and your talent to the community. We have products, services, and tools to help regardless of where you are on that journey. And so that's what's really sparked our message to go nationwide.
So then when you say coming to the Atlanta market, this means kind of virtually that you're just making people aware that Fairwinds is an option for them, that there's not necessarily a brick and mortar kind of place to go to have a Fairwinds experience?
Well, we do partner with our local credit unions, where if you needed to go into a location, they'd be able to support and help you. And we have a nationwide ATM network as well. But we try to make sure everything that you would possibly need could be done digitally to help support your business or your own personal life.
So then the experience, then for some people, this will be the first time that they've ever kind of trusted a virtual online banking experience. Is there some kind of learning curve to that? Or like, what are some of the maybe the misconceptions and maybe some of the benefits of working virtually?
Well, you know, do you remember I don't know if you remember the first time you took a picture of your check, you got the check and you download your bank's app and like, well, you could take a picture of that check and not have to go through the drive-through or to the teller line. And that experience, you're like, oh, wow, that was really easy. We think that we're trying to bring that for all different types of services or needs that members may have, so that having that brick and mortar or that location isn't always isn't necessary.
Right. So that part isn't necessary. But what about like some of the things that maybe I forgot my password and there's all this security and it's a hassle to get for me to remember my password? Like, how easy is that kind of logistics of dealing with a virtual kind of entity as opposed to I'm going to go in the bank, they're going to see me, they'll look at my picture, they'll know I'm who I'm, say I am. And then, because I know a lot of people feel more comfort in that kind of in-person experience. So how do you kind of help me get through that or get past that?
Absolutely. And believe me, my mother was one of the longest persons to get her off writing checks and to move to a debit card. It took me about a decade, but eventually I got her there. You know, she was the person that was in line writing a check while everybody else was, you know, waiting behind her going, what's she doing? But yeah, I think you have to, I think it's worthwhile trying. And if you go to the fairwinds.org website, you'll learn about us and about what our mission is and about what, how we see financial freedom. And that message, I think, will resonate enough, I'm hoping, so that people will come and try out Fairwinds for themselves.
And then you mentioned that Fairwinds helps me from a business standpoint in all kinds of areas. Like, you can help me with my payroll, with credit card, like all the businessy stuff, finance business stuff that I have to deal with. You can really help me kind of streamline some of that stuff, right?
We have all of the things that you would normally look at for credit cards, management, debit cards, you know, the checking, savings, and payroll services. Whatever the need is for the business, we try to make sure we have a viable solution for them as well.
So now tell us about Financial Freedom Day. What is that, and what's happening on that day?
Well, you know, financial freedom coming up here on July 1st, and I think I mentioned earlier that our message of financial freedom is strong. And I don't think I mentioned this too, but we are in we're an inside out type approach here with the message to financial freedom. Our CEO, Larry Tobin, wants every member of ours to be debt free, but he doesn't just want our members to be, he wants our crew members, our employees, to be debt-free as well. We have what's called a debt-free club, and this has been going on for years. And our employees are rewarded for meeting different stages of achieving, of becoming debt-free. And we reward that, and we encourage all of our crew members to become debt-free. And then we've now taken that message this year, and we started to tell all of our members that as well. We're encouraging them to be debt-free. And our CEO's goal is that all of our members are debt-free. And that sounds a little bit odd coming from a financial institution that makes its money on interest, on loans, a portion of it, to have that message. But we really think that it's a message that that resonates not just with consumers, but also with small businesses, because the message is the same. Whether you're saving more, or you're eliminating debt, or you're building wealth, or you're living generously. It's a message of, I think, hope, and it's a message of change for those of us that have been stuck in habits that need to be different now.
And then how are you doing on that mission? Are you keeping score? Is there a big scoreboard somewhere to see if you're making progress?
Yes. So actually what's happening right now, and with our crew members, we've been doing this for a long time. We have a tally of all of our crew members who have passed different milestones. And when they achieve those milestones, they get celebrated. So for example, when you save your first $1,000, all of our crew members get a prize, a present that gets sent to them. And then when they pay off their car, and then when they pay off their mortgage, and then when they're finally debt-free, all these big milestones of achievement, they're rewarded. And so now we're working to take that message now out to the membership, and the milestones that anyone will see when they visit fairwinds.org. We're working to bring those milestones to life. So as our members complete those milestones, we're celebrating with them.
Good stuff. I mean, this sounds amazing that you're willing to go this extra mile to really help your members achieve kind of these big important milestones, like you said, about being debt-free, living more generously, eliminating debt. All this stuff is so critically important on the health and well-being of your members, and to really just kind of lean into that is really should be commended. Congratulations on all your success, Jim.
No, thank you so much, Lee.
Now, if somebody wants to learn more about Fairwinds, what's the website again?
Website is fairwinds.org. And on the front page, you'll see a button that says Journey to Financial Freedom. And you click start here.
Good stuff. Well, congratulations again. And keep us posted on how you progress. And we love telling these kind of stories. You're doing important work.
Thank you, sir.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, we could not be doing that this kind of work without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. So please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. We'll be right back.